One Hand Speaks. Hey, hey, my friends. This is Alejandro Anastasio with the One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast. Humorous, intimate, and enlightening one-handed stories about life and beyond. Let me share this experience with you when I was about 15 years old. This was the first time I got to truly see myself in some respect. I could actually see what people see when they see me. Spending my entire life with one hand, there is something I have learned. I have learned to be stared at. This is an activity that's pretty much been going on my whole life. Sometimes not so bad, sometimes really bad, but most of the time, pretty standard procedure. Now, growing up, that just kind of was the way that it was. And when I was a kid, very young, yes, of course it was hard. I didn't understand why people stared. There's all that stuff. But then you get a little bit older, middle school, you know, the 12, 13, 15-year-old range, starting to become a little more self-aware, maybe even a little more self-conscious. It had a whole different overtone being stared at. And then, of course, I'm getting stared at whether I'm with people or without people or whatever. It is just part of my life. Now, my friends, most of the time, were pretty comfortable with it, but I think sometimes they would forget that I had one hand. And that's always a great comforting feeling for me. And there's just so many hilarious stories about that unfolding in ways that are either comfortable for me and not comfortable for them, or the other way around, or just humorous for the people around us. But I think it's important that people stare because they're curious. And of course, I look different. But mostly people want to see how I do things. How do I tie my shoes? How do I get dressed? How do I ride my bicycle? How do I articulate with small items? How do I solve everyday problems? So I'm pretty comfortable with it. And I'm more comfortable with it, of course, than my friends. Now, most of the time, as I mentioned, it's usually okay. But in the age range that I'm talking about, when we were 14, 15, 16 years old, you know, we're really kind of concerned with how we look and trying to find girls and all of this stuff. And sometimes it makes a little bit of difference. And I just remember me and my friends were hanging out at the 4-H fair in South Bend, Indiana. This is a festival, a fair that would come up every year. We went to it every year. Games, candy, music, girls, good times, just being people, just being kids, trying to have a good time. And I just remember I'm hanging out with my friends. We're in this little circle. We're just talking. There's people everywhere. We're at this festival. And I just remember that my friend, his name was John, he just started to seem a little bit uncomfortable. And then I think he totally forgot that I don't have two hands. And he seemed not only uncomfortable, but slightly aggravated and a little inconvenienced, as if people were actually staring at him, or if people were staring at me, it was a problem for him. But he just kind of turned to me in our circle of friends, and he just said, "Man, why are people always staring at you?" Now, in my head, I know why. And of course, all my friends know why, too. But for whatever reason, my friend just forgot that that's what goes on. And then for that moment, all my friends were looking at me, and even my friend John, they're just staring at me. Now I got all kinds of people staring at me. What an interesting moment. And there was that slightly awkward pause of befuddlement, disbelief, maybe even astonishment at what John had said, because really, we all know why people are staring at me. But I took that moment and I just raised up my arms in that kind of, I don't know why people are staring at me kind of posture. And it's so funny because I did that and I even said, I don't know. And then I started to smile, and they all realized what had just occurred, and we all started laughing. I mean, we busted up laughing so hard. I had my hand on my stomach. Oh, my stomach hurt. Everybody was rolling. Oh, all my friends were bent over. We were just laughing so hard and so free in public. People actually stopped and wondered what was going on. They were watching us having a good time. And then when it was all over, we got our breath. And we're just hanging out in that moment before we started wandering on. And my friend John apologized. He said, "Hey, man, I'm sorry. Sorry about that. Sorry, I forgot." And really, it was no big deal. And, you know, for a couple days after that, I really thought about that whole interaction, about how sometimes people forget that I don't have two hands. They don't really forget, but sometimes they do. And I think he just got a little caught up in himself and people staring at me, and because we're all together, people are looking at us, whatever the reason. But it wasn't until 2 days later we had returned to the 4-H fair. Typically, we were there almost every day, and certainly on Friday and Saturday nights. I don't recall what day this was, but I remember that we were there, and I think my friend Boat was there, Rich, and then Doug E. Fresh, and John. I know John was there. And we were just hanging out, and it was really interesting because here we are again in another circle, just hanging out, who knows what we're doing, talking about girls, talking about what we're going to do next, or even maybe just talking about what happened. Maybe some experience at the fair, trying to win a doll or, you know, stuffed animal for a sweetheart, or going to see the Human Oddities, which I am always a big fan of. Something was going on, but I just remember that I got caught in a stare, meaning I just found myself totally staring at this person. I was completely enthralled. And it was so funny because everything around me just started to disappear into silence. I even forgot I was hanging out with my friends, and we all know what I'm talking about, right? We've all been there when we're staring so deeply that all the world melts away and you are just looking at whatever you are looking at. And it was so funny because my friends were having this conversation, and then I didn't really register it at the moment, but they had all stopped and they were wondering what I was staring at. Now my friend, who but only 2 days earlier got a little loud with me about why people are staring at me, was the first to speak up. And then it is so funny because he was looking at me. He's like, "Man, what are you looking at?" And then they all turned. It was so funny because I could see all of them turn in the direction that I was looking in, out of my periphery, out of the corner of my eye. I saw all of them turn, and then they saw what I was staring at. And I could energetically feel them slightly gasp, like, or it wouldn't even, wasn't quite like that, but it was just more like a gulp, like, "Gah." Like, "Wow, Alejandro staring at that." And I was staring at a man who had an artificial prosthetic hook just like mine, and he was articulating, pulling out a cigarette, lighting a match, this kind of thing. He was opening and closing his hook, and he was just articulating, and I just remember I was so caught up in that. I couldn't help but stare. It was so interesting, and I just, in this contemplative, yet the tone of realization somewhat, I said, is that how I look to other people? And my friend John, man, he started laughing so hard. He's like, "Yes, as a matter of fact, that is." He's like, "That's why people are always staring at you." And it was so funny because we all, once again, just broke out into absolute laughter. And John was like, see, that's what it is. That's what it's like. And it was so funny because I couldn't help myself but stare. It was the first time I could see myself through the eyes of other people. I could I could see how people see me when they look at me, right? It's so interesting. I could see myself through other people's eyes. It was just absolutely, deeply a state of realization and utter humor. I mean, we laughed so hard again. It was so funny. Here we are again, 2 days later, laughing about a similar experience. It was too much. We were laughing so hard. Again, people stopped and wondered what we were laughing about, what was actually going on. For me, it was very special because I finally got to see what people see when they see me. And I could have that experience. It was really, it was quite profound on one level. And it's an interesting memory. It's an interesting experience because to this day, I have never forgotten both of those two interactions with my old school friends from my old stomping ground in South Bend, Indiana. This crew of people that I grew up with, and many of them I still see today. Not as much as I'd like, but at least more than not at all. And I think in that moment, my friends got a lot out of that second experience because they got to see a one-handed guy staring at a one-handed guy asking, is that how I actually look? And they just busted up. It was such a beautiful, weird, viscerally odd human experience that I don't know if a lot of people have. I think we all experience the same, we all experience similar things in life. And I'm sure most of you out there in podcast land have had similar experiences, but certainly nothing quite like my one-handed experience that I had with my friends. And I just really had the experience of seeing how people see me on one level. And for me, that was very profound and very beautiful. And to this day, it helps me relate to people that are staring at me. And because of that, I have a lot more positive things to share in that moment, a lot of deep smiles, a lot of pure joy, a lot of quirky movements. And I make that moment of being stared at very, very special. Because if you're going to stare, I want to give you something positive to not only look at, but something positive to take away. Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Alejandro with One Hand Speaks. Find me online at onehandspeaks.com and all your social media outlets.